He told me he was feeling very relaxed because he'd quit his job. When I asked him why he'd done it, he said, "The time came to quit, so I quit." Well, I hired him right there on the spot. Then, a few weeks later, I asked him again, "Ikeda-san, why did you quit your job across town?" He said to me, "Mr. Iwamura, for years I wanted to come and work for your company, but you never asked me. You always called on me when you had a problem, but you never asked me to work for you. Then, one day, I realized that you never would ask me, because you didn't want to hire me away from one of your suppliers and jeopardize your business relationship. Only if I quit my job first, would you then have the opportunity to hire me. So I quit." I knew the chairman was waiting for me to respond, but I didn't dare speak. "Now I've been thinking," he went on, "that perhaps your encounter with the minister was like Ikeda quitting his job. And I'll tell you why this thought has been on my mind. It's something Pumpkin said after she took me down to the theater. I was extremely angry with her, and I demanded she tell me why she'd done it. For the longest time, she wouldn't even speak. Then she told me something that made no sense at first. She said you'd asked her to bring Nobu."
"Chairman, please," I began unsteadily. "I made such a terrible mistake."
"Before you say anything further, I only want to know why you did this thing. Perhaps you felt you were doing Iwamura Electric some sort of favor, I don't know. Or maybe you owed the minister something I'm unaware of."
I must have given my head a little shake because the chairman stopped speaking at once. "I'm deeply ashamed, Chairman," I managed to say at last. "But my motives were purely personal."
After a long moment, he sighed and held out his sake cup. I poured for him, with the feeling that my hands were someone else's, and then he tossed the sake into his mouth and held it there before swallowing. Seeing him with his mouth momentarily full made me think of myself as an empty vessel swelled up with shame. "All right, Sayuri," he said. "I'll tell you exactly why I'm asking. It will be impossible for you to grasp why I've come here tonight or why I've treated you as I have over the years if you don't understand the nature of my relationship with Nobu. Believe me, I'm more aware than anyone of how difficult he can sometimes be. But he is a genius. I value him more than an entire team of men combined."
I couldn't think of what to do or say, so with trembling hands, I picked up the vial to pour more sake for the chairman. I took it as a very bad sign that he didn't lift his cup.